Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Wayne Brady. And also Rob Riggle later on. Both got projects they want to pimp. Are they already in the can? Because nobody's doing anything live anymore.
I would imagine.
They'd have to be.
Yeah. What's Brady pimping again?
The show is called Wayne Brady's Comedy IQ, and it's on BYU TV.
BYU? That's
I don't think it's Brigham Young. No, I don't think it's Brigham. I don't know.
It's not?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I think it is.
Is it?
I think it is.
Yeah. Is that because they have their own channel?
Yeah.
But it's. Why would Brigham Young University have a channel?
Because the Mormons have a ton of money.
No, no, no. I know they have it.
Oh, it is.
But
yeah,
it's for
it
sports
is.
Usually. It's usually for sports.
Yeah.
No, it's like the Scientology channel.
I know, but the Texas channel is just for Texas sports. You know,
the
it's
Longhorn
like
Network.
Yeah, the Longhorn Network. Yeah.
No, this is kind of a, well, there's a lot of religious stuff. And there is some sports on there.
But and Wayne
also,
Brady.
Yeah, a lot of Mormon stuff. And apparently they're expanding.
Now, let's not bring that up.
Yeah.
Let's not bring that up.
We'll say no coffee on the set.
We'll say what it's on. We're not going to discuss the Mormons with Wayne Brady. I'm sure he's not a Mormon, but you know, but they're pimping the show. Okay, that means it's good, clean American fun. I bet.
Oh, that absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Wayne Brady is all about good, as we are.
Good
clean American fun.
Big
unless
time.
He's on the Chappelle Show.
Yeah, yeah, that was great. We talked about that once. Yeah, about that skit he did in the Chappelle Show.
I don't know. They run like Highway to Heaven.
Oh, yeah,
there's programming, but it's you know, good Christian program.
Good Christian fun. I like that.
Well, good, he's come to the right place.
Yes, he
looked for a place to promote good Christian
good
fun.
Good Christian
You're
fun.
You're going to want to come on our show.
Right.
First one that comes to mind.
And Rob Riggle's show is a travel show, too. Obviously, had to be in the can before nobody's traveling right now.
Global investigator. Right. Rob Riggle, global investigator on Discovery.
He's good.
Man, who wouldn't love to just be offered a travel show like that?
Yeah. Well,
where you just get to travel around and do all that, see all those cool places.
Yeah,
if you could be like a travel writer, travel for...
No, they get bored.
Yeah. I guess when you take any hobby and start making it your job...
Making your job, right.
It loses a little bit.
Yeah.
Then they want to be home.
That's they want to be home, exactly.
I don't. I stayed home. My wife and kids went on a walk yesterday, and they're like, "You coming?" I was like... Nah, I don't think so. I'm just going
to
stay.
No, you get to, you got some free time to yourself.
And my wife and daughter have been doing that every evening, too, and they don't even invite me.
Oh, yeah?
They're just we wanted some time away from you, too.
It's because you're bugging them just by being there.
I'm sure I am.
I'm bugging people, and I'm just sitting there.
We take the dogs out, but the dogs don't know how to walk. So they have to be so far ahead that they're just like choking themselves the entire time.
Your dogs don't know how to walk.
No, they don't. They're just like, I mean, you would enjoy this so much more if you just slowed down just a little bit.
Do you not walk them much?
They run in the backyard.
We have been more lately, but we normally don't because they just bark at everybody.
Yeah.
They're just assholes.
Yeah.
But now there's a street where there's kind of like some undeveloped stuff. There's not houses up there, so we take them up there so can't, you know,
just
bark at everybody we walk by.
My dog has that same issue.
Asshole.
The pulling and the being an ass.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the only time they're not trying to choke themselves out. They're just
don't
barking.
Blame the dog, blame the owner.
Well, yeah.
Our dogs are experienced walkers, so they keep a pretty good pace.
Ours walks, but it's slow.
One of them
got to pee everywhere, man.
Right, stop and sniff everything.
Right.
Yeah.
The other one just chugs right along. Mm-mm. The two that I walk.
Hey, Michelle Bachmann, birthday on this date in 2015. You can't think of it, can you?
Mm-hmm. April 1st, 2015. No.
We lost Stuart Scott.
Happy birthday!
Yeah.
At the age of 49.
They started running his.
I went against that.
His speech.
His
too.
Speech. You know, the Jimmy V speech and his speech, and I get hooked by both of them every time.
Too much.
Yeah, he seemed to be like the coolest guy in that network too.
Yeah.
And it's
what?
What did I say? Census day. Do your census.
Oh, yeah, we did that. Did it online because we're so bored.
Is it the deadline?
No,
I saw it.
It's just census
day.
They're
just encouraging you to fill it out.
Yeah.
Well, fill it out and tell them what kind of white you are.
We should do that in a year from now, since we're going to lose 200,000 people. Do it a year from now.
I'm guessing they're not going to send those people around door to door if you don't fill it out this year.
They're not even going to bug you,
they
probably.
Shouldn't.
We didn't fill out the one. Well, the one we kept getting in the mail, I never filled out. I just forgot about it, and they got a hold of us. Then, of course, Becky just did it online because we're sitting around doing nothing, you know.
Yeah, that's the only one I remember getting. It was just the thing in the mail saying, here, go to this website.
Yeah.
I never got like a form in the mail.
We did. I had two or three forms. I just kept throwing them away. I'll get to that later. You know.
I don't know. We just got letters sitting here. Here's the website.
Yeah, here's a code. Go to this website. Right. Fill it out.
Log on. Figure it out.
Well, you're right. They still knock on doors, though. They still. But they probably won't now.
Yeah, at some point, if you don't fill it out, then they send out the door knockers.
Some guy.
What kind of white are you?
Sub
Scandinavian?
I think I went with Swedish.
Swedish, yeah. How about you, Nick? What kind of white are you?
Danish, German.
Yeah.
Craig
doesn't know. You have to choose one.
I am non-Hispanic white.
Yeah, but you have to put it. Then you have to pick out what kind of white you were.
Like German.
Right.
There's a box underneath white.
I know.
No other ethnicity, but just white.
You know what? Always keep the white guy down. That's why. Always keeping us down. That's
good
white
point.
Guys.
Right. And then they don't ask you how Asian you are.
No, they don't.
They don't ask you how black you are.
No, they don't.
What's happening to like Mormons who are going door to door on missions right now?
Well, I
saw a Facebook post.
Oh, I saw that too. He yelled at these people and said, "Get the hell off my door, you sons of bitches!"
I don't know if
bitches.
It was specifically Mormons.
I don't know what it was either. It was a church group knocking door to door, and they said, "Get out of here, you freaks!"
I mean, you can't figure
which
out
is right. Which is right. Now you can actually really yell at them.
Yeah.
I mean, I always wanted to yell at them anyway, but I mean, I could really. Yell at them now.
It's got to be a low percentage that opens the door on a good day. Now,
right.
Now,
right.
Like zero.
But I saw that same Facebook post too, Todd. It must be a mutual friend. He said he yelled at him.
But the Mormons are all spread all over the globe.
Right. Oh, that's right.
I think you'd just be stuck with whoever.
Still got to do it. Still got to bring people to Jesus, even though they're going to die if you shake hands with them.
No, not fine.
You don't have much time to be saved. Now, now's
right.
The time.
Well, that's what you need right before you die, is you need the Jesus in your life.
That's right.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
In Colorado, KDVR reporting that there seems to be an increase in police impersonators pulling drivers over.
That's not safe.
About 5 a.m. a few days ago, several residents in Greeley reported to the Greeley Police Department that they were waved through a fake roadblock and questioned for violating the COVID-19 law.
And they were not just fake cops?
This is 5 a.m. Yeah. The driver said that men were wearing reflective vests and told the drivers they could face a citation. Greeley police said, no, we didn't have any officers out there. The county said, no, we didn't have any officers out there. The state said, no, we didn't have any officers out there.
So the guys that set this up as a fake thing didn't get anything out of it except they'd get their jollies off being fake cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a bunch of freaks, man.
They'd be so bored just sitting around at home. Be like, you know what? Let's be cops. Grab those vests. Let's go.
Let's be cops.
Erie Police Department got a report of a possible police impersonator. The same day, a woman was on her way to work at 7 o'clock in the morning when she was pulled over by a vehicle with flashing emergency lights. The driver asked where she was going and then told her to return home due to Colorado's stay-at-home order.
Another freak that just wants
to be... The man then reportedly followed her to her residence before leaving the area.
It sounded like the other guys were creeps. They sounded like they were just bored. This sounds like a creep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But either way, it's that way... What if a real cop pulls you over? You don't trust us. You keep going, and the cop starts getting mad at you.
Well, they tell
that's
you what to do.
They have guns.
What do they say?
Another woman said she got
especially
questioned.
If you're a woman by yourself, you know, that's dangerous.
About being out. Okay. Police say, this is in Colorado, they say it's important to note they are not pulling random cars over to question drivers about where they're going or demand proof that they're an essential employee.
Right. Oh, we got letters. I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need those.
Yeah.
So we can always, you know, walk around with them like a badge.
I keep them in my back pocket.
Yeah, I got one in my bag.
I flash them wherever I go.
Okay, they say that if you find yourself in a similar situation, police say that it is best to acknowledge the stop by activating your hazards, drive to the nearest police or fire station or a public location.
And that could take forever. Oh, public location.
Or a public location, and call 911.
It's tough to
the
do.
The dispatcher will be able to walk, will be able to talk with you, and verify if it is a legitimate traffic stop.
Are you willing to grab your phone when a cop's coming up behind you with a gun? I'm afraid
well,
of
you're driving.
I know, but you just got to call 911. That means you're reaching for something. Who knows? Something flashy, but bang, 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 you're dead.
If everyone's driving, they can't see you reach for your phone.
But if the cop pulls you over, you're on the phone with somebody.
Okay, well,
but they
know that you're on with 911 because 911 has contacted them already.
You're a black man, and a real cop pulls you up, and you reach for your phone.
911 still contacts the police.
Pop, pop, pop. Yeah, you're dead. Yeah. Not all cops kill innocent black men, but it's happened. I read it.
Yeah.
Where'd you read it?
Some book.
Some book. Libtard.
All right. Corey said, myself, the two boys, I went with white, even whiter, and the whitest. You could apparently do that. You put the commas in. You could put in more than one nationality. I just put the
yeah, German. I didn't know what Becky was doing. I wouldn't even look at the page. I just said Scottish for some reason.
Yeah, but I like white, even whiter, and the whitest.
The whitest. I am the whitest.
Electric bike company Wheels is offering a scooter that has self-cleaning handlebars and brake levers.
Because of now?
Yeah, they are. Now, they are, it's a ride-sharing scooter thing.
Oh, I got it.
Ride-sharing bike sharing
thing. Like the ones downtown, a lot of cities, right? Yeah.
The company has halted its ride-sharing during this pandemic, but they are offering the e-bikes to gig workers, restaurants, nonprofits, and others who do deliveries. They can be rented out by the week, month, or just bought outright. Apparently, this technology relies on mineral nanocrystals that create an oxidation reaction its maker says is stronger than bleach. So for self-cleaning, handlebars and brake levers.
Not that time yet, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm looking I'm looking at this thing, and it looks a whole lot safer than those stand-up scooters. This thing's actually got a seat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, right. And, like, baskets on it.
I don't know. I think that business is in trouble for a while.
Yeah, nobody's going to want to touch
anything. Because of sharing stuff.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, Ned, I think you definitely want to rent one of those bikes. You don't want to buy the shared scooter. It gets stolen all the time.
No, you're right. Well, because they think it's for
free. Right.
That's true.
Maybe a unicycle, so you wouldn't have to touch the handlebars.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to start.
Drunks hopping going unicycles.
I can do this.
And the real high ones, too. That's what will pull you up. Go.
The giant wheel.
The giant wheel, and you just fly. You
I'm
fall
telling
down.
You, that'll be the next big thing.
Drunks on unicycles.
Rideshare unicycles.
Nobody can ride them. Everybody falls down, cracks their skull.
And they'll end up in people's yards. And people get mad.
Yeah. Oh. To be able to walk around downtown in any city today would be nice, wouldn't it?
You had the really tall unicycle. You could just crash onto somebody's roof.
Oh, the tall ones.
Yeah.
The kinds of circuses. Yeah, that'd be fun.
There's a bear behind you on a trike.
You got to rent the bear with the unicycle. It's cooler then.
Did he wash his hands?
Good
his
idea.
Paws?
Wash that bear's paws.
And by bear,
I mean bear.
Tyler means bear.
I mean a bear in that situation, right?
You may remember that last Friday in Amazon where they were trying to get a strike going at an Amazon warehouse. An employee who led that strike was fired on Tuesday.
Norma Ray?
Really? Smalls.
Yeah.
They fired the guy that led the strike.
Yeah, said he was fired after the protest over working conditions.
Great. That's why you couldn't do Norma Ray today. No. If she would do that, she'd get fired, end
right.
of movie.
Right, because there are working people that hate unions, which yes. I never got. You see it all the time. I hate unions. Aren't you in one?
Yeah, but... A spokesperson for Amazon said that he'd been warned multiple times for safety regulations regarding social distancing and self-quarantine, and... That's why they got rid of him.
That's a loophole.
He's trying
to start a union is why they fired him.
Yeah.
And he got too close to people. They
of course
used
so. After they fired him, now they're called the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, is now looking into this.
And they're saying, oh,
to make sure
somebody,
that the guy really is an asshat that needs firing and not just someone who's trying to come up with a... union.
All right.
We get more and more correspondence from people who have to go to work that don't think they're essential workers.
I know. And they're not happy about it.
No, they're not.
Because there are places where there's a lot of people. I've noticed that.
They're putting themselves in peril.
And I don't know how the companies get away with it.
I don't either.
That aren't essential.
Well, the answer is always money.
I know that, but I mean, if they have a total lockdown, can they do that? They probably can't, and maybe cops probably end up showing up.
Only big companies. Like you'd have to Google... the big companies to find out who's kind of abusing that rule.
Yeah.
Or look on Facebook to find out which big companies are using their influence.
Yeah, it's got to be disappointing to try to start a strike and not have everybody come with you.
I know. Let's go!
Yeah. Do you do it at the end of the day? So what did you just start working again?
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're not? Okay.
We're streaking!
Yeah, we're streaking. Everyone's doing it. That's exactly what it is. Everyone's doing it. Let's go! Let's go!
Prisons are going into virtual lockdown today.
Well, that's kind of redundant, isn't it?
No.
I know, they are.
Not even going to the yard.
No, they have to stay in their cells for 14 days.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
That's lockdown.
Right.
Yeah.
And then after that, they're going to figure out whether or not to extend the time.
Ah, man.
Then you just hope your cellmate's hot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
gives it up.
I think it was somewhere in California I saw this video came from. And it was some place where they'd let out some like low-level offenders just to get people out of the the jail. And this lady was literally running down the stairs of the building with her like trash bag full of her stuff and
just, because she was
before they changed their mind, I'm out of here. Like she was at a dead sprint.
Dead sprint.
I think you stick a shiv in your cellmate just so you get it put in solitary.
Is that what you call it, a shiv?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a shiv? Or are you just happy to see me?
That way you get the room to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get a room to yourself for a long time.
I know. Cosby's lawyers a couple weeks ago tried to get him out because of the COVID. Said, hey, he's in danger of COVID. They all are.
Yeah.
They're in prison.
Look what happened to Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
Yeah, that's not a good argument.
Yeah.
Turkmenistan is trying to wipe out coronavirus.
That's one of the stands, right? Is that right in the whole area where all the stands are at?
Yeah, Turkmenistan.
Okay. If it ends in STAN, it's one of the stands.
Yeah. It's a stand.
Yeah. The Independent reports that Turkmenistan has outlawed the use of the word coronavirus.
Well, that helps.
strategy.
There are some online conservative radio shows that are still saying the numbers are fake and it's fine. And I read
that's going to age well.
Yeah, I read an article right now. They're happening right now. I read an article on that. Some conservative circles are just still saying it ain't happening. Even with the president saying it's happening now, they're saying it's not happening, and that's bleeding over into those social things. So just don't say the word. Is that cool?
Yeah, the police in Turkmenistan are being given powers to detain anyone who speaks about coronavirus in public, while special agents may even listen in on conversations to stop the spread of the word. Government safety measures reportedly only refer to protection against illness, and acute respiratory diseases.
It's a good thing they didn't do this a few weeks ago, because someone would have said, that'd be a good idea here.
It would have been.
Turkmenistan has not listed any confirmed cases of COVID-19, but it does border the heavily infected Iran.
Nah, they'll probably be fine. You just don't mention it. It goes away.
Yeah, I've never heard Craig describe a country as heavily infected.
What's the word?
Well, a bird. Brian, don't you know about the bird? Well, Peter's going to tell you about the bird. Well, a bird.
Thank you later. Thank me later. You guys are looking at me like, son of a bitch.
A Puss's Farm is what gets me. That'll just pop into my head.
Let's go.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.